Yeah, yeah, we good?
I'm waiting for you.
Welcome to the Sydney Property Muppets podcast. My name is Kurt Lawther. I'm the real estate agent, and with me forever,
it's Chris Clark, the buyer's agent.
Welcome, Chris.
Welcome back, welcome back. Hopefully my microphone's working a bit better this week.
If you were here last week, Chris and I realised
I was talking very far away.
Very far away.
We only worked out post-production, so that's the glitz and glamour of the Sydney Property Muppets for you.
Now, even in our $1 million studio, we just didn't quite have the tech to bring it up to scratch.
Jeremy behind the camera, mate. You could do better than that. Lift your game.
Jeremy.
Always a Jeremy around.
There's always a Jeremy.
Righto, what's the topic? What are we on to this week? Let's get these fires burning.
So, Chris, very shortly, it is believed, and it's come out in some articles, that the government is going to impose a ban on foreign investors on existing residential properties.
Okay.
And we wanted to have a discussion, I guess, around if and when, because until something actually happens in real estate, in law, you're never certain.
Yep. So it's like the land tax changes to Queensland that were legislation and they were appealed before it happened. Yes.
So when we're having this conversation, it's a if it comes into effect.
Because already there's, in terms of foreign investors, you know, we're talking about typically not New Zealanders, you know, but they're just across the ditch, as they say. We're not talking about spouse. We're talking about people who not born in Australia, no citizen, nothing, and they're buying property. And already we have stamp duty or duty tax.
Yep.
Land, like the duty tax, when you first buy a property, they would have probably, their fees are double to almost 2.5 times that. So there's already a barrier for foreign investors to get in.
Now, off the top of my head, I was going to say, it completely escaped my mind, but a tax that went from 2% to 4% for internationals.
Yeah, if not even higher, but around those figures.
Yeah.
Whereas now this one's saying, assuming it all comes through, that if it's an existing dwelling, so there's already a house and structure on there, they just can't buy it without an exemption. And they basically said, we're not going to give many, if any, exemptions.
Yep. Well, one of the only exemptions they would give is if it's going to bring mass profit
mass opportunity to live, mass profit.
Profit.
Interesting.
Option.
Oh, you're probably right.
Yeah. So the wording might not be technically correct, so don't sue me, but it's something, if it brings a whole lot of value, I'm just going to say, that's when a consideration might be brought in. But I think the talking point is, when it comes in, how is this going to affect the market? Now, I believe one of the reasons they're bringing it in is so the prices, obviously, if you don't know, Chinese money in the rich community is totally different to the Australian. So if you've got $3 or $4 million, $5 million in assets, so maybe a $2 million home, some super, some stocks, got $4 or $5 million and some liquid cash, you'd be considered pretty rich in Australian terms.
Correct. Yep.
If you're over in the Chinese community,
no, they're probably still only, I should say, as an overall population of China, there is probably not many people in that as a percentage, but there's over 1 billion people. So let's say 1% are, there's a lot of them.
Yes. So amongst the rich Chinese community, if you've got 20 million, you're probably not considered
rich. We just need to be careful. We're not coming across as any racist elements here. We are just trying to talk about the facts of what we've seen,
my market is heavily Chinese, Asian, and the concept of money is just a totally different kettle of fish.
Yeah. So what are your predictions going to happen? This ban's going to come in, it's going to completely stop them?
I've got two predictions, and I think it could go either way. Whenever something gets brought in, there are loopholes. I have a feeling if someone wants to buy into Australia, they will find a trusted source, provide them the money, and a backdoor deal would be done. So just say I was of foreign descent and we had a really good relationship, I'd be like, Chris, I'm going to transfer you a whole lot of money. The name probably is going to go into your name.
We all know in essence it's yours.
It's yours and that relationship. And
I get it.
Now the ramification, that's just a potential theory.
Yes, that's not actually, will that have a negative positive impact? You're just saying there's going to be a way around
it. What I'm saying is that the government has brought this in to make housing more affordable or stop it increasing in price.
Slow it down from increasing.
Slow it down. To allow more Australian residents to be able to own that home, afford that home, because we all know when the upper end, call it the $4 or $5 million range, goes up, that's going to increase the $3 to $2 million because the people that could no longer afford the $4 million because it's come to five.
And then look, they're going to go three to three and
pay a bit more.
Yep.
And I, yeah. But the reason why I think the backdoor deals might not really have the, or the legislation may not have the intended effect, is because if I give you that money, you go and purchase it, there could still be the same amount of purchases.
Yep, I would agree.
In it. But just say it works perfectly, I think it probably will be a good thing for a little bit.
Yeah, that's a question I have, maybe not close to the detail, is how often is this already happening? Like, you're talking about, okay, you're in a community, there are people of foreign descent, you know, foreign locations buying. How many of them don't have any citizenship? Like, they're putting their name on contracts and don't have, I don't know the numbers. I feel like the ones that I see buying it have been here for long enough, have a member of their family who is an Australian citizen. So yeah. Is this going to be something they talk about, and actually the number of it who it's going to affect is going to be actually quite limited?
Do you know what? Once again, not close enough to the numbers to see, because it wasn't really spoken about all that. I don't think it was really discussed that heavily before it has, like, sort of this has come out. It, for example, it's not like a political thing where we've had a referendum or something and there's been months of lead up and build up.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I get it.
But it sort of came out of the blue. I actually don't mind where both sides of the major parties are actually trying to do something that isn't going to completely shape the landscape, change the landscape in a major way. Yeah. Like, for example, when Labor talk about, or the left side of politics in Australia talk about getting rid of negative gearing, the right-hand side thinking that's a terrible idea and it just being such a juxtaposition in both sides. This is one where I think most Australians and believing in Australians think, I think at least they're trying to come up with a workable solution that's not going to scatter everything.
Yeah. Look, I wonder, you said something earlier on, I wonder about the profit part. I wonder if it's more around what they're really trying to focus on here is those developments, that the money's coming in and building these big developments, but the profits are going offshore. I wonder if it's actually more targeting them to go, yeah, we're not going to stop even building these things. But the caveat now, it has to be the profit has to stay in Australia.
Yep.
And so even though it's a whitewash of saying, this is the rule, no foreigners can buy, maybe it's more them to go, you can still build your developments, but we want the money to come back into Australia, be recycled through Australia.
There's also another thing that which has just come to my mind is, even though they're trying to potentially, we're not building enough things enough properties fast enough.
Yep.
We're not building enough new, so the investors still want to be able to build in Australia, build new, build more properties. More properties in the market mean you decrease the demand because the supply has increased. So that's also potentially another
crossing through avenue. As well. Okay.
So watch this space, guys.
Yeah, it's a bit more of a a situation we're trying to go, well, what's, is a topic, a news topic we're quite interested in, so let's just talk about it for a bit. So I appreciate that. Now what are we getting into?
We're getting into the three quick cues, which if you don't know how to play, one of us ask each other. This time it's Chris to Kurt, me being Kurt, speaking in third person. Chris will ask Kurt three questions and I can't defend. It can be about anything and you've got to try and answer straight away.
Yep. Okay, let's get into it. Three quick questions. So best way, what would you say, someone listening here and they want to have a great start to the day, what's the best thing they should do the very first thing when they wake up in the morning?
Go to the beach.
I love the beach.
And dive in the water.
Very good. What's your tip for the 4 p.m. blues? You know, in the afternoon, you're like, your eyes start to droop down, you need to pick me up.
Have a playlist that is a pump up that really gets you motivated. Walk around the block, have that music going in your head for 10 minutes and just you're ready. And then
somehow I knew you weren't going to say get a coffee or Coca-Cola. I felt like you're going to come up with something. That's good.
You won't be able to sleep.
All right, last one. Are you going to a funeral?
No.
Why would you dress like Johnny Cash?
Black shoes, black belts.
Red socks?
Exception. just... fashion, mate. Fashion.
You're getting fashion advice from Kurt, everybody. Good luck to you. Well, thank you for dropping by this week, Kurt. Homework, what are we doing?
Homework, do you know what? I'm actually going to, I think, double down on what we said last week, is make sure you share a reel.
That basically means he hasn't thought of anything, but go on.
No, generally, share a reel. I was like, we say different things, but I reckon back it up with another share of the YouTube, but in particular, the reel.
Yep.
The short, the sharp. Chris makes them perfect.
Makes the best we can. So if you're listening on Spotify, please open your phone while you're driving, go to YouTube, subscribe, grab a reel, share with a friend.
Cop the 5 points and $500 fine for us.
Well, thank you all for dropping by. All the best out there.
Cheers.